Bonnie and Clyde? Why do you want to see their car? Isn't that glorifying the devil, Bradley? No, just the opposite. Friends, it amazes me as to how the world today loves to praise the bad guys and, in many cases, frown upon many of the good guys. What's worse is that we know that the devil loves to glorify himself through those bad guys. As a matter of fact, in America today, Americans have been conditioned to show more mercy, in fact, to the wicked in glorifying them than they are the victims who suffered at their hands themselves. And in this case, Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow, no other two criminals could be a better example. That is until the Lord said no more. After watching the true story of Frank Hammer, former Texas Ranger, and that of Manny Gault, who joined forces to capture the notorious outlaws, Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow, I had to see the history around it for myself. Bonnie Elizabeth Parker and Clyde Champion Barrow were an American criminal couple who traveled the central United States with their gang during the Great Depression. Known for their bank robberies, although they preferred to rob small stores or rural gas stations, their exploits captured the attention of the American press and its readership during what is occasionally referred to as the public enemy era between 1931 and 1934. They are believed to have murdered at least 9 police officers and 4 civilians. They were killed in May 1934 during an ambush by police.
They prepared an ambush for the outlaws. This reconstruction of the ambush was made only a few days later.
For 3 days and nights, these officers lay in wait on this road, but Bonnie and Clyde were wary.
On the 23rd of May, the officers stopped Henry Methvin's father as he drove up the road. He was handcuffed to a tree and his truck left by the roadside as a decoy. On the third day, a tan-coloured Ford V8 turned into the road.
It looks like the car, fellas.
The police recognised Clyde as the driver.
That's him for sure, I'll guarantee you. Get ready now.
As Clyde saw Methvin's truck, he slowed down. The police prepared to open fire.
That's him, fellas. He's reaching for it, let him have it. Look down!
The car stopped, riddled with bullets. This film, taken just a few minutes after the shooting, is not a reconstruction.
Here is Clyde Barrow and Bonnie Parker, who died as they lived, by the gun. Bonnie is seen leaning against Clyde. Clyde was a master gunman. Seldom did anyone ever live when Clyde got the first shot.
There were a pistol and a shotgun ready on the floor of their car. But the ambush had taken the couple by surprise.
Thousands attend the homecoming of Clyde Barrow. In this Dallas funeral home, his body lies as an ever-ending line of men, women, and children from every walk of life filed by his casket for a fleeting glimpse of the boy who had wrought so much death and destruction. Clyde's body is borne to the grave. Again, tragedy and shame descend upon his aged father and mother. Like his brother Buck, he died at the hands of the law. 3 miles across the city from where Clyde's body lay, lies the body of Bonnie Parker, and here the crowd is even greater. As far as is recorded, Bonnie Parker was the worst woman bandit since the days of Belle Starr. She is the only woman ever to be shot down by officers of the law in attempted capture. Bonnie's burial was attended only by close friends and relatives, which numbered about 150 people.
Now, while touring through Colorado and Las Vegas and venturing over into Rancho Faye, California, we had to stop and see the car that Bonnie and Clyde were in when they were finally captured. I love to get as much history as I possibly can while traveling. In the process of seeking it out, which was literally right off the main highway that we were on, my wife said to me, "Why do you want to see their car? They were both criminals. Isn't that glorifying them?" In response, I said, I don't want to see the car in order to glorify them. I want to see the riddled car in order to see how the Lord brought justice upon them through the likes of Frank Hammer and Manny Gotland.
Here we go.
At a meeting of the Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of 1776, when the prospects of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence. Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be. I have done so much to prosecute the war, and one thing I have done which the British will never pardon, I have signed the Declaration of Independence, I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams,
"The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview."
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Yeah. You got to make the most of it, folks. We still live in the freest nation in the world, though we are enslaved in so many different ways. True that, right? And the only way that we're free from our chains and from our sins is through Jesus Christ and his blood. Amen. John 8:32, read it when you get a moment. Again, we've got much to cover today. I'm going to just give you updates concerning what's going on, which I believe is pertinent information for all of you. Okay, so let's just start knocking them down little by little. I have a brand new video that just pulled up, audio that pulled up from 1923. And it is a video of chemical warfare, of chemicals being sprayed down upon Americans back in 1923. See, so you see the invention, the ingenuity, the innovation of man, and it's always sold to us as a good thing. And as a matter of fact, most times when there's some sort of a discovery or creation or a building or some sort of, like, for example, an airplane is innovated and it's engineered and it's created, it's always by people that mean it for the good of the people. And then it gets into the hands of the corrupt in the halls of government. And then all of a sudden it's used for something that the Lord did not give us the revelation for. And again, we see this all day long. Now, I brought this up before, and many people, you know, they say, "Well, I want to see the videos." Well, it's like, go ahead. I'm going to show you the videos. Just give me a moment to do so, and I'll show you another one. And I take the time to show you that this is also in the congressional record. We know that in Minneapolis, for example, that the latest record that we have concerning the conception of chemtrail spraying on the people and the populace was back in 1968. And it's also interesting to note, just to bring it up to date, friends, they're spraying like mad chemicals upon the people all over the United States of America, in the face of Florida, in the face of Maine, Massachusetts, Tennessee, and other states, rising up, creating bills to put a stop to what the military industrial complex is doing as they're testing on the people. So this isn't like a theory in any sense of the word. This, in fact, is a conspiracy. John, or I'm sorry, Jeremiah 11:9. Now listen carefully. Deuteronomy 28:54 tells us what? So that it tells us, wait, 24, sorry. Sorry about that, folks. It's actually 28:24. I just pushed in the wrong numbers here, going to 28:24. And here we are. And what did the Lord say he would do? The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. Someone will say, well, Bradley, they didn't have airplanes back then. Well, I'm just here to tell you that's why the Lord spoke as an instrument through his prophets. The instrument. They're foretellers. They're seers. This is what they do. Well, 6,000 years later, we're talking about exactly what the Lord said he would do to judge a nation. And that's exactly right. And let me just show you, give you a little taste of what I'm talking about. Because I am humored by people that say, oh, come on, dude. Come on, Bradley. That's far-fetched. Really? That's why they do what they do, is because you don't think that they're capable of doing it. Check this out.
This is a clip from historical film number 1119.
Sons of Liberty Media.com before it's news.com.
Army Signal Corps. The caption says, quote, a smoke curtain, an important new chemical warfare development. Hanging a curtain half a mile long in 18 seconds, unquote. This 1923 film shows an aircraft spraying a trail where some of the chemicals rapidly descend to sea level to form an opaque vertical curtain. Observers have seen an increasing frequency of chemical warfare and other experiments in our skies. Spraying Agent Orange during the Vietnam War demonstrates the military has been developing more sophisticated chemical warfare operations using aircraft since 1923. As aircraft performance, altitude, and fleet numbers have increased over the years, observers are seeing a skyrocketing number of chemical experiments in our skies. The advent of the internet and digital cameras has created a spontaneous network of observers around the world who share their many observations of bizarre contrail emissions on YouTube. An online source for this and other historical films can be found online at criticalpast.com.
Go ahead and check it out, folks. Critical Past, it's a brand new one that's making its rounds right now concerning what it is and who it is that are responsible for spraying chemicals down on the people. Again, once the people begin to understand the mind of the enemy, those that are in the halls of government, those that have been created, these unconstitutional agencies, and what it is that they are responsible for committing and assailing and leveling against you, only then will it stop, friends. But this is nothing new. This has been going on for a long, long time. Also wanted to give you one more heads up, friends, just giving you an update today. If you're just joining us, Erica Kirk, I think she's probably the most despised woman in the world. I'm not making this up. Every time the woman opens her mouth, she's lying. And everybody knows it. And the only people that are going along with this are the Fox News networks, because they're paid to drive the narrative. And what am I talking about? Well, guess what, friends? Erica Kirk, they found a resurfaced video from Erica Kirk, okay? And we know this is true because of the parents that are involved in the Israeli military-industrial complex. But Erica Kirk is now called the Black Widow, who's connected to the EMP research. And what most are looking at on social media platforms right now is a picture of Erica, where she's appeared in a decade-old documentary briefing professionals on EMP attacks and U.S. power grid vulnerabilities, national security, infrastructure threats, strategic risks, and serious subject matters, friends. This shows you again why none other than Truman, President Truman, the buck stops here, President, said that if he had known what took place in 1947 concerning the CIA, equating them to the American version of the Gestapo, he would have shattered it. He would have got rid of it. He would have had nothing to do with it. And that's exactly what John F. Kennedy intended to do when he said he wanted to splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces, and then he's assassinated. And interestingly enough, the head of the CIA, Alan Dulles, is appointed as one of the foxes in the chicken coop on the Warren Commission. You can't make it up. You can't make it up. It's the Mockingbird Media. The CIA drives the narrative, as you can see, and this is why TPUSA is imploding, friends. Because they have been found out. They have lost the narrative. Okay? If you look at Erica Kirk, understand who she is. When she was 17 years old, she was connected to the Pentagon, where they set up a ministry when she was 17 years old in Romania. Okay? Several of the individuals from the Pentagon, the military, were busted for child trafficking through this ministry that Erica Kirk had set up. So Americans, again, you're being played like a deck of cards. Don't you get to the point where you're ashamed of what you tolerate? I'm just asking. And I'm talking to those that don't take the time to know the difference. Again, Hosea 4:6, we're going to take a quick break. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of LibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is R.W. Kruger. I've done sound, lighting, backline, and performed with Bradley Dean touring high schools across the country. How many times I've heard Bradley say things during these assemblies, and I thought it had nothing to do with what was happening during the time he was saying it. And now, 10 years later, it's exactly what we are dealing with. How does that work? Years of fighting the good fight with guidance from above. That is how it works. Support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. They are tested, tried, and true.
Signer of the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, rightly stated, "Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with a proper sense of your dependence on God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us."
BBSradio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Okay.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So this is the point that I want to make. By the way, you want to call in 281-845-4704. Always love hearing from you, pro or con. Again, I see all you little ankle biters out there that wait for the show to be over and then you take a shot. Go ahead, contend for the faith, but know what you're talking about. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. Again, just going outside of the box here so you can understand how the enemies think, okay, and how the deceivers think. And a great way to really kind of lay this out for you, I know a lot of people, again, going to the unconstitutional uniparty, you know, as if to suggest there's a right and there's a left when it does not exist. It's interesting how people think that the left is just absolutely terrible. They're just the worst. Well, the fact of the matter is, if you look at what you call the right, or if you've been taught to believe is the right, if you pull the curtain back on those individuals, you're going to find that they're much more corrupt than what you call the left. That is not a joke. Look at the Pharisees, okay?
Look at Matthew 23. Look at 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15. Look at the Lord told us that the Satan, that the enemy of our souls, what does he do? He sends his angels, what? He transforms them into the angels of light. They don't just, he doesn't expose himself with two little, you know, horns on his head and a big fork and a long red tail, friends, and breaks into your front door. That's not what he does. No. What are you talking about, Bradley? Look at this. Former Kansas City detective charged with running a violent sex trafficking ring and selling girls as young as 13 years old. This is what people need to come to the realization concerning the bad guys and who they are. We are in the predicament that we're in today, friends. And I highlighted one yesterday, too, just to kind of prove the point concerning the church and how it's called to be the moral compass of society. And if that goes, everything else will go. Remember that clown that I showed you yesterday that was, you know, he's got this big, weird smile on his face. He's a white guy. He's got an afro. He just looks like an effeminate pansy. Well, he brags about how he was engaged in an affair for 8 years concerning the wife that he was supposed to be coveted with for 55 years. And he's supposed to be some renowned Christian author, and he's admitted cheating on his wife and so much more. I mean, folks, this is crazy stuff. This is why Jesus said he didn't commit himself to men, because he knew what was in man. It doesn't talk about not being unified with the brethren. I'm not saying that, no. Like King David said, I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord, right? And of those that keep the precepts of the Lord, what happens is these people give their time over to the enemy, which is the devil's playground, right? Idle time. And what happens? They end up acting out as to what's going on inside of them. They're given too much time, an accolade of men. And men should know better than this, because over and over and over again, and we're seeing a whole download of dominoes just falling, the effect of dominoes falling left and right concerning all of those beloved people that kids were raised up to love on. I mean, I can think of one right now, Home Alone. Remember that one? Was that back in 1993? I could be wrong on the year. I could stand corrected on that. But remember that guy that walked through the Trump Plaza? Oh, that's right, Donald Trump. You know, the one that just came out against Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I'm not defending her. I think she's as crooked as he is in many ways. But she called him out and said she signed on to make sure that the Epstein files would be released. And Donald Trump got very angry with her and said, "You're going to hurt a lot of people if you do so." And now what is he doing? Demonizing her? I mean, folks, you have a pedophile in the People's White House. And what's worse is you know it. And what's even crazier than that, when people say, "What are you talking about? How do you know what you're talking about?" Well, I've done my due diligence, and I can bring you to a site where it shows you that 27 women have come forward to tell you that he is what I just said he was. And they're trying to get their story out. Now all of this is being buried through what? The convenience of this focused story right now concerning the fraud in the state of Minnesota. And what am I doing? I'm laboriously coming back to the American people and saying, wait, it's not just Minnesota. It's happening all over the country. And the reason I'm bringing that to your attention is because I want you to understand that this focused narrative right now is a little too convenient to hide other things that the corrupt are actually responsible for doing behind closed doors. This is a smokescreen in many ways, friends. You got to pay attention as to what's going on with the federal government during these times, because there's a focused effort going on concerning this fraud in Minnesota, which, by the way, I'm pleased that it's happening. Believe me. But I'm looking for judgment. When we get that judgment, friends, I'm telling you what, we are going the right way, but I'm going to be elated. Now, I just told you we need to be aware of some of the things that are going on, and I shifted gears just a little bit, but I do want you to see this. And one of the states that I had brought up was Ohio concerning fraud. I was going to make another point, but if I get that point back, I'll bring it into the conversation here. You have this governor, his name is Mike DeWine, another folks, This creep has pedophile all over him. And that's why he's there, because he's extorted. That's why he's working on the behest of foreign people. But when you look at Mike DeWine, folks, don't again tell me that anybody voted that creep into office. It's the same thing with Hochul in New York. It's the same thing with Mamdani in New York. I mean, I can go across the country. It's the same thing with Newsom. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but remember Newsom? The people rose up against Newsom. This is probably 5 years ago, and they did a recall on him. And did you know what they did is they went around to all the people that came in as immigrants legally, and they were the ones that were responsible in a big way for doing the recall. Did you know that they received over 250,000 extra votes to remove Newsom? But he remained somehow. See, folks, this is what the people are facing. This is what the people need to come to the realization. This is what the people need to understand. What I'm saying, you need to take responsibility, because as I said yesterday, the power lies within the people. And when the people rise up, the mob is afraid. Now, I'm saying that. Now, let me just bring about this correlation, because I was listening to a service this morning, and it's interesting that when the Pharisees and the Herodians came together, and they wanted to get rid of Jesus because he was destroying their whole political system. Isn't it interesting? The Bible tells us that they feared the people. That's why they did it at night. They feared the people. That's why they did it at night. That's why you have all these agencies doing what they do in the dark of night, because they're afraid of the people. Hey, folks, if they weren't afraid of the people, then why do they use the mainstream media continuously to deflect and to create more smoke and mirrors, more dog and pony shows, more distractions, more frauds that are being exposed, and scandals, and wars, and the list goes on. I wish people would wake up. I really do. But again, these people are at war with you, and you can clearly see it happening. Case in point, let me go over to Mr. DeWine, and you'll see what I'm talking about right here. And again, don't tell me the people voted this creep in. Everything about him is pedo. It really, truly is.
I think maybe we should talk about the Somalia Education Resource Center. There's been things posted about this. Couple facts. Somali Education Resource Center.
Okay, so what is he doing? He's trying to defend what he's done in the state of Ohio on the behalf of the Somalians. Okay, here's the deflection right here. This is where the people need to stand up, because this is all controlled. This is all the mainstream media press and their useful idiots that are delivering this information. No one is going to throw a curveball at this creep. This is why the people need to get involved, because once the people get involved, you're going to start seeing this guy be shouted down by the people, because the people realize in the state of Ohio as well, they didn't put him in office. He was installed just like Tim Walz, just like Hochul was, just like Mamdani, as I brought up earlier, just like Newsom, folks, all over the country. Okay. This is, again, why people need to get involved, because you're going to hear this nonsense. Here's the question. Folks, the burden of proof is on Governor DeWine in the first place, asking him the question, why did you allure these individuals treasonously into your state in the first place? Can you show me where the people delegated that authority for you to do and act in such a fashion? You know what he's going to do? Because he doesn't have a script, because he doesn't have a teleprompter, he's going to sit there daft with both feet in his mouth and just say, news press over, press conference over. We're done. I'm not taking any more questions. See, because the narrative is, again, listen, people, the best way to lead the opposition is to control it, and to control it and to lead it ourselves. Who created these issues in the first place? They did. And now what are the people in Ohio allowing them to do? To drive the narrative further and try to defend that which is treason according to the U.S. Constitution. Americans, come on. Jump on this education bandwagon and understand that these people do not have the authority to do the things that they're doing in the first place. They need to be impeached, and they need to be prosecuted. There's never been a better time for the American people to grab by the scruff of the neck these pedophiles that have been installed in office and hold them accountable for their crimes of treason. Because that's the problem you're having right now, are the people that they allured in the first place. Isn't that right? Yes, sir.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. This proposed by Benjamin Franklin for the motto of the Great Seal of the United States. You say, what Great Seal? Well, Jefferson's edit of Franklin's design was recommended by the first committee for the reverse side of the Great Seal. Pharaoh sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, passing through the divided waters of the Red Sea in pursuit of the Israelites. Rays from a pillar of fire in the cloud, expressive of the divine presence and command, beaming on Moses who stands on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, causes it to overwhelm Pharaoh. Motto, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bill Pacey from Michigan. As a believer, I'm in constant battle to stay true to God's word instead of compromising to please the spirits that have infiltrated many churches today. That's why I turn to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. They challenge me to stay anchored in God's word while standing firm on the principles our nation was founded on. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Central for biblical truths. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey, I got some good news coming your way too, folks. I'm just waiting for the green light. But I'll tell you what, I understand the definition of perseverance. You know what perseverance is? Webster's 1828. A continuance in a state of grace until what? You're overtaken by a state of glory. We're not looking for the crown here. The Lord is. It's His crown. He's glorified. John 15:8 talks about when we're in Christ, He's the one that's glorified. We need to get out of the way. But I got some good news coming your way, folks. I really do. And I'm almost anticipating as to when I can release it, because I'm waiting for the green light right now. But it shows you the power of perseverance. It shows you the importance of obedience and staying the course regardless if anybody likes it or not. I mean, gosh, look at that guy, Jeremiah. 40 years going, sent to the church, to the priests, sent to the king to confront them for their sins before a just and a holy God for 40 years, and nobody was converted. There's no record of any conversion whatsoever. None whatsoever. until the book of Lamentations was written. Man, I bet he thought that was all a waste of time. I mean, there was times throughout the book of Jeremiah where he said, Lord, I'm not going to speak in your name anymore. That probably lasted for 15 seconds, and he got up and he started going at it again. Right? That's called being led of the Spirit. But I'll tell you what, as he makes his way in the heavenlies, now I bet he understands perfectly as to what it's all about. We all want to see the fruit of our labor, and so do I. And I know that many people are out there saying, Bradley, you keep driving this and driving this and driving this. Yes, you don't understand the one that is driving me for his purposes. Much of what's going on in the state of Minnesota right now, I would accredit that to the very voice that you're listening to right now. And the involvement and putting the hand to the plow. Being relentless with our said representatives and our law enforcement to keep pushing the envelope and pushing the envelope and taking it back and driving it down the throat of your enemies. That's what the church is called to do. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. We're supposed to be on the offensive. And when we are, look at the results. I don't want to jump the gun here, friends, but I'm telling you, we're going the right direction. I want to play a couple things here for you. Audio, video, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. I see those phone calls. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I want to give you two different videos right now, audios for you, and I want you to listen carefully to the first one. Because I believe that much of what's going on here, and yes, it's a unified effort with people that are paying attention and that we're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and we were not going to bow to tyrants. And I'm not saying it's graduation day yet, but I am telling you that when we stay the course, there is power to protest. There is power to resisting tyranny and obeying the Lord. That is what I'm telling you. Let's go over to this lady named Nancy Mace. I have no more respect for her than I do any other. She's a pompous little scoundrel in a lot of ways. She comes across as being, you know, a freedom fighter, just like the rest of them, until you see who they really are. But in this case, I'm going to go ahead and drive it because I think what was done here was right. I think it was a little disrespectful, but what would I know about that, right, people? You know, the thing is, let me just stop right there because I said it. I said this over the last couple days to people that I guess I would say that I trust. And I said, you know, I wish people would understand that I'm not looking to make enemies. I wish people really understood that I'm not looking to make friends. Though I love people, I'm looking to get the job done because that's what we're commanded to do, and that's the only way that the Lord is glorified. I have to stay the course. I have to work out that Kairos and Kronos moment by being able to hear. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, when it is that moment's going to meet where God meets man. And I'm talking about the manifestation. We love his appearing, okay? As he is, so are we in this world. And I'm talking about him manifesting himself concerning whatever it is that he means to do. Okay? So I just want to make clear, I wish people understood my heart more. I love people. But I'll tell you what, in ministry, you know what the problem is? It's people. Remember, Jesus came unto his own, but his own received him not. Yep, that's ministry. It's a hard place to be. And you learn 1,000 lessons in the process, friends. You learn 1,000 lessons. But let me get over to Nancy Mace. She's just another said representative gloating right now in her arrogance and in her pride. But what she is doing, the principle of what she's doing is fantastic. Check this out.
You are not in order. You're out of order. Goodbye.
So testifying of Tim Walz.
Mr. Chairman, is my third minute.
Guys, Ms. Mace.
Are we good here? Mr. Chairman, thank you. As I listen to the witnesses answer questions today, I'm struck by the truly breathtaking amount of fraud, the scope and scale perpetrated against the American people by Somalians in Minnesota. Screeching Democrats, like you just heard.
So he doesn't exist.
Our witnesses, Democrats on this committee, don't want to talk about Minnesota fraud because Minnesota fraud is Democrat fraud. You're going to make a great
point. I mean, isn't this like a little 15-year-old kid just saying, I don't like this person? No. Hey, Nancy, these people committed crimes. You swore to uphold the law against them. And if they're guilty of a crime, you are to condemn them. And if they're innocent, you are to justify them. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Okay? We're ruled by law, not by your little two-party system where you want to play games and blame each other for it. Here's the bottom line, especially if you're new here. You have a left because of the right. If you want to put it into terms like that, folks, that's exactly why you have what they call a right. It's not right defined concerning what Webster 1828 dictionary would define out as right. No, according to them, these are the good guys. They're just as bad as the left because the left hangs on their branches as the fruit of their tolerance concerning their crimes. And why is that? Because they're just as guilty as the rest of them. But again, I'm going to let this go.
Post on MSNBC. You're going to be great. And this is a cover-up. I mean, the very definition of cover-up. And so while we're still trying to understand the scale of the fraud, it appears that the amount of fraud we are talking about could exceed the size of GDP in Somalia, the size of its economy.
Listen to this, people.
What we're talking about. So let that sink in, the amount of fraud we're talking about. My first question is this, Mr. Balyu, this afternoon. Should Somalians in Minnesota be required to speak English? They're citizens.
Yes or no?
Should they be required to speak English if they're American citizens?
I think that question is really inappropriate.
question is inappropriate. Should Somalians speak English? That is a part of a simulation, friends. This is what the people put up with. Okay? And it aggravates me to no end. Because if I was there, I would stop right there and say, what do you mean inappropriate? Who do you work for? Do you work for the Somalians that mean to conquer us? Because apparently it looks like that's what you're trying to do in stonewalling the question and trying to throw it back on us. That's inappropriate. No. It shows us who you're protecting.
It's not inappropriate. This is the United States of America. My next question is, should Somalians who committed fraud be denaturalized and deported, Mr. Balyu?
Okay, what a stupid question. What a stupid question. What is this? This is just a circus. What do you think, Nancy? Should they be deported if they're busted committing the act of fraud? That's the only reason they're here. Now, I'm not talking about those that assimilate. What an ignorant question.
Again, yes, I'm not sure that's an appropriate question because the majority of Somali Minnesotans
are citizens.
So if
you commit
fraud
in this country and you are here from Somalia, you don't believe they should be denaturalized and deported.
Again,
how much fraud would it take for you to want to denaturalize and deport someone who committed fraud in this country? How much?
Again,
a billion?
Why is she asking the question? Why is she asking the question? If a crime is committed, does the cop sit there and start having a conversation? How much more crime are you going to commit before you stop? I mean, that's ridiculous. But again, this is the games. These are the clowns and the circus of politics that people put up with.
$9 billion, $19 billion, what would it take for you?
Most Somali Minnesotans are citizens.
Right. And the ones that committed fraud, the question was, if you understand English, should be those who committed fraud, should they be denaturalized and deported? The Somalians who are here, the ones that can't speak English.
Yeah, so under U.S. law...
Okay, my next question for you
is... Can I please finish the question?
No, you can't because you're not answering the question. My next question is, this is yes or no. If you marry your brother and you commit immigration fraud, should you be denaturalized?
Okay, why would she ask that? I mean, is this like inquiring minds need to know? Is this like some sort of a game? Because Nancy's got a smirk on her face, and she's supposed to be the one that's upholding the law against these people. Why would she ask such a question about Ilhan Omar? We already know that that's what she did. That's illegal in America. Should she be deported? She's not here because she fled oppression. She fled justice from her own people. She has no digital foot track. She has been installed. That's why the media keeps her in position, keeps praising her like Time magazine made Ilhan Omar one of the most 100 top influential people in the United States. Folks, it goes a lot deeper than the little games that these people are playing. And until you demand justice, she needs to be dealt with, and I'm talking about Ilhan Omar, for her crimes committed against the people of the state of Minnesota. Her rhetoric, everything about what she says is un-American. It's anti-American. She said the problem in the country is white men. She means to get insurance policies for those that die fighting on the behalf of that created entity by the CIA called ISIS. Did you know this? She has the highest recruiting rate, said the FBI, statistically, in the 5th District of Minnesota. Why is it that the FBI is giving us statistics concerning her crimes and the people in her district, but yet they still remain? See, it's the same thing Nancy's doing here, friends. She's playing games with your freedoms. Now, did our veterans, did they sit there and fraternize with the enemy, or did they deal with them? Folks, are you blood bought or are you not? This is nonsense. But again, we'll let her go. I'll pick up that phone call on the other side.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul."
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wanted to let you all know, folks, I've been sending out batch after batch after batch on a daily basis. The brand new book called Face Off, Weapons of War, the Characteristics, the Function of the Prophet. And I'm talking about what the Bible says about it. And characteristically, it's fantastic. Super easy to understand. And we talk about the gifts of the Spirit in this book as well, how they're supposed to be used as we yield ourselves over, because the giftings were given for the very purpose that we would not be led astray by dumb idols. Okay. 1 Corinthians 12. But again, a brand new book, Face Off, Weapons of War. Just got them right before Christmas. Just started advertising over the last couple days here, and they're flying out of the door. And we have a limited amount of them. So if they keep going in such a fashion, we'll order some more for you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the store. Again, it's called Face Off. I'm going to go ahead and take Margie. Hey, what's going on, Margie? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Well, Bradley, a fellow daughter of Liberty and I were talking last night on the phone, and she was going to work on I-94 East at 7:40 in the morning, and there were three aircraft hovering over Minneapolis area,
yep.
The George Floyd area,
yep.
Where this shooting happened, and she, from what she could tell, it was maybe two drones and a helicopter, and that got me thinking, and this, I don't want to contend with you. You know how much I support this ministry, but this is really heavy on my heart. We are in such a volatile situation right now, and the government has done this on purpose.
Yep.
The ICE has IDF on their shirts,
yep.
Which stands for Israel Defense Force.
Yep.
And I'm not sure if this woman was a sacrifice or involved in a PSYOP. For civil disobedience, you know, they wanted to cause a civil war because then Trump can call martial law.
Yep.
And it's not a coincidence it was so close to the George Floyd Square. Now we have all these protesters there.
Yeah.
They have these beautiful printed up signs.
Yeah.
You can't get those done in less than 24 hours, Bradley.
No, it's
this
all.
This is a plan.
Yep. So is George
it's
Floyd.
All planned.
So is George Floyd. I have a friend that was an EMT, and I knew everything that took place from the inside out. And that whole thing was fabricated by Walls with the help of the FBI. And those provocateurs were all. Yep, they were all bussed in from Chicago. All of the provocateurs that were brought into Minnesota were from different states. I don't know why. Yeah. Why would we contend? Because I totally agree.
Right, right. But I see people even in this ministry disagreeing. Oh, you know, she should have.
Are you talking about Tim? Are you talking about Tim?
No. But, just there's so many opinions of good Christians. I don't know if there's multiple videos out there. I haven't had the time to do that.
Yeah.
But I don't think people realize this could be a PSYOP. They're
You're
thinking,
right.
You know, oh, this woman, they deserved it, and, you know, he has the right to protect himself. Which, if she kept gunning at him with her car or vehicle, yeah, he has the right to shoot her.
Yep.
But, Minnesota needs to realize we're in a really dangerous situation right now.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you this yesterday, Margie. There's pros and cons going on here, but we need to understand, first of all, we're dealing with what we're dealing with in the state of Minnesota because we see the federal government and the state governments that have correlated this fraud across the country. This isn't just like happening by chance, friends. This is all pre-planned nonsense. And if you don't believe me, ask Roosevelt. He said there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. If this was real, Donald Trump would have took his Justice Department, his DOJ, because he said he could do whatever he wanted with them. He would have rounded up every one of these governors throughout the United States of America. He would have rounded up all these mayors, and he would have held them accountable for treason, which is punishable by death. That's not what they're doing. They're using ICE, which is an unconstitutional agency. And now what we're seeing is we're seeing people that are inviting them in, cheerleading them in, and cheerleading them on concerning what's going on. They're not paying attention to the fact that this is a violation of the 10th Amendment, and they're using the federal government to sweep away state rights. So this is not good. The militia, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15, 16, should be called up. Me and you should be called up to basically suppress this insurrection and stop this evasion, not some unconstitutional agency. So I totally agree with you, Margie.
No, I get it, Bradley. And another thing I say to people, if Trump was really going to go after these illegals, how many hundreds of mosques are in every state? ICE could swoop in there, and it would be like netting fish in a barrel and shipping them out. And they have no intentions of doing that.
Right.
And I just want to say one more thing, Bradley, and I know you have a lot to cover, as always. God bless you. But the time for the men to stop complaining is now. Show up, stand up, or they're going to lose everything. What will it take? Will it take the wives and the sisters and their prosperity to pick up their rifles and protest and get the job done? Because I'm at the point where I'm like, I'm 65 years old, and you betcha I'll arm myself if it comes to that.
I believe you.
I will.
I believe you, Margie. I totally believe you. But no, again, nothing to contend for or with. I totally agree. What you just said was sound. That means without error. I totally agree with you because that is where we're at. I believe the people are being tested because I think people need to understand that the Department of Homeland Security's definition of a domestic terrorist is not the Muslims. It's the American people. And I wish people would wake up to that because they're being tested right now, and yet many of them are cheerleading those that are being leveled against them, and they just haven't figured it out yet. So we'll see where this goes.
Yep,
amen. Thank you,
and
Mark.
And I hope, too, that all these Minnesotans read Deuteronomy.
Amen.
Because God predicts all of this.
Yep.
And this is just foolishness.
Amen.
Anyway, thank you. Taking my call.
Of course. Thank you. I totally appreciate it. Listen to this, folks. Listen to
this. Want to implement here in the United States, we believe the Constitution should be replaced by the Quran.
That I will do.
These are Muslims talking about conquering, friends.
The only,
see, who's empowering
the
them?
Logical and rational,
and that's what people need to pay attention to. Who's empowering these people? It is judgment, no doubt about it. Deuteronomy 28:43.
On a societal level.
But they're all talking about overthrowing the U.S. Constitution. Who brought him in to the United States? Donald Trump, for those that did not know, funded Muslim charities in America three times more than none other than Barack Obama. I know some of you worshipers hate the truth, but too bad. Truth demands a response. And the fact of the matter is you better get on the right side of the fence here because you're being played like a deck of cards. And if you want to cross-check what I'm telling you, please, I invite you to do that. Please go over to Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch, punch in Donald Trump three times Muslim charities. It will pull up. See, so folks, this is all pre-planned nonsense for a bunch of sheeple that don't take the time to know the difference as to how they're being played. And again, that's why we're here. But again, listen to these people that are here. The Muslims are talking about conquering. Okay, you see, Zohran Mamdani, he was just installed, friends. What is he doing? He's installing a bunch of lesbians and sodomites, and he's putting in place even Al-Qaeda attorneys. No joke. This is an overthrow, people. That's what's going on here. That's why it's important for the people to stand up, because once they feel your steel, they're going to back up. But if they don't feel your steel, they're going to keep going on, because they say if you feel mush, proceed. Is that the direction that we want to go? Absolutely not. I wanted to show you this as well, because they're literally, it appears that they're going after Walls. I don't think he's going to endure the rest of his criminal tenure. They're going after Lieutenant Governor Flanagan. I really don't know what that is, folks. If you look at it, you can go ahead and do your best to tell me, is that a man or a woman? But it is one sick human being who has no business being there whatsoever. Then you have Keith Ellison, and you also have Jacob Frey. And what we see here with Jacob Frey right now is they're calling for his arrest as well, for their defiance. Okay? I also want you to check this out, because this is none other than little scoundrel Keith Ellison from Michigan, who's been installed to partake with what's going on here. He's the one that's responsible for prosecuting the fraud that's going on here. He's done nothing. He's been caught on a hot mic. Folks, he's finished as well. And I'm saying that for the very purpose. Look at how he's trying to play down his crimes in the face of the people of Minnesota who've been defrauded $9 million. Listen to this.
Of course it is a problem. Mm-hmm. And of course we have to prosecute it. And of course we have been prosecuting it.
But have you done enough, General, to do so? I mean, one of the claims is that there has been hundreds of millions of dollars, but now there are some estimates that there could be $9 billion or more. And Noam is just suggesting they took hundreds of people off the street who were involved in fraud. Are you confident your office has done enough?
I mean, folks, you got CNN asking him these questions. Listen to what he says.
Of course, we've done enough, and we're doing more every single day. This is a political matter. This is not a serious thing. And I tell you.
Listen to what he's saying, friends. He says this is a political thing. Listen, I'll let him finish off here, okay?
More every single day. This is a political matter. This is not a serious thing. And I tell you.
It's not a serious thing. Ellison says, well, guess what, friends? They're going after him, too. Love you by what we do, affiliates. We will talk to you in 23 from my friends on social media platforms. Hold up with me. I want to play some more for you. And if you want to call in, you can still call in 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. 4704. I want to show you this as well, because I'm really appreciating at least the tone and the vibe going on here. This is Tom Emmer, and I want you to listen carefully concerning how it is that he is publicly taking this to Tim Walz, okay? It feels like there's a little weight to this, and again, this all falls back on the people. If they're going to hold them accountable, this is how they're going to respond. Check this one out. This is Tom Emmer talking about Tim Walz.
But let me be clear. Tim Walz dropping out of Minnesota's governor's race will not exempt him from the storm of accountability that is heading his way. Between the Oversight Committee's congressional investigation and President Trump's decisive action, Walz can try to run, but he's not going to be able to hide for long. The first assistant U.S. attorney for Minnesota revealed that the rampant fraud could reach a staggering $9 billion. Of the 98 people charged with fraud, 85 of them are Somali. Let me repeat again. That's $9 billion stolen from hardworking Americans to fund lavish lifestyles for Somali fraudsters and bankroll Al-Shabaab terrorists.
Just think about that. I want you to think about that. We've been sold the Muslims are terrorists since 2001. To find out governors in the United States where these frauds are being exposed, Luke 12:2. They're finding that that money is being stolen away from the people of those prospective states and given to terrorist organizations. Who's the terrorist? See, these are the reasons that I continuously stay the course. For example, when I tell you what James Madison said, when he said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Who's the enemy, friends? This is the importance of understanding why our forefathers told us to study the past. This is the reason the Lord told us in Jeremiah 6:16 to go back to the old past. Because you would see this stuff, this counterfeit representative governments like never before. Let me take a moment here. Margie had said something about what's going on and these people that are being deported. You do realize, Americans, that, you know, while Donald Trump is trying to put himself up on another plateau where he can receive the approbation and praise of men because he loves it just like the devil himself, Isaiah 14, starting verse 12. You do realize that many of the people that are being deported, more than not, they're not criminals. This is all a test. I'm telling you, folks, it's a test on the American people. And you better understand that the games that you call, or should I say, the games that those on the right now are playing, you better understand that that's going to be leveled back at you when they convince you that now the Democrats won office again, as if to suggest in the minds of any American they would ever vote for that. See, they need this two-party system. They need this WWF system. Because while they play the games, they're stripping you of your God-given rights. And in this case, $9 billion in the state of Minnesota. Can you imagine any one of us funding a terrorist organization, being found out, and still somehow or another remaining in office? Why is Ellison there? Why is Wall still there? Why is Flanagan still there? Why is Frey there defiantly standing up against anybody that attacks, or should I say, enforces the law against the crimes that they're all guilty of? You all do understand that, do you not? I want you to all understand that. The reason they're getting all of this attention is because of the crimes of Walz, because of the crimes of Ellison, because of the crimes of Klobuchar, Frey, the list goes on. And who are, and what are they doing? They're standing up in the face, proving my point 1,000 times over to a T as they play the victims. The reason they're receiving all of this attention, friends, is because of the crimes that they're guilty of. And what are they doing in the face of the cameras through the Star and Tribune propaganda outlet in the media here, Channel 9, Channel 5, Channel 4? the Pioneer Press, what are they doing? They're all attempting, as accomplices, to give them cover concerning their crimes. See, they've invited law enforcement here, regardless if it's legal or not legal, constitutional or not constitutional. That's why they're there. But people in Minnesota, you do need to understand that's why they're here. It's a testing ground, is what it is. I wish people would wake up to the fact that this is nothing new under the sun. I want to show you this. This is Jesse Ventura. We've had him on the show in the past, Governor Ventura. And he was asked a question as to what was going on here. Now, he's talking about ICE in this particular area. You know, can you imagine this guy getting saved? I mean, for real? I mean, he would be fantastic to have on the side of the righteous. But it seems like the guy's head's spinning. But what I like about Jesse is the fact that what he believes, he holds to regardless. But I want you to listen when Fox News put the microphone and camera up to his face and asked him about this deadly ICE shooting. I want you to listen to what he had to say in response.
You want to know something? I'll give you a quote. We're a third world country now. You want to know why? I'm an expert. I've been to them. I spent 17 months in Southeast Asia while the draft dodger was playing golf. Right?
Talking about
Trump. You know
how
I know we're a third world country? Because in third world countries, they have the military doing their police work in the cities when you walk around. I was in the Philippines the day Ferdinand Marcos declared martial law and went under dictatorship.
Listen carefully.
We went from nobody to a guy with a machine gun on every corner. That's what happens in a dictatorship. In comes the military. That's what's happening here. And people better wake up to it. You want to read something? Then read your history of Germany and start comparing the tactics of what happened in 1930s Germany to what's happening here.
I just want to stop because I see that as being the Lord. You guys know that I talked about this book, Children of the Apostate. For five years, the Lord had us on exposing the tactics of the SS, the Third Reich, Adolf Hitler. Not all of it's true, but much of it's true. And warning the American people as to what's going on here. And I told people this book right here is a prevention is better than cure. And I didn't realize what was written in this book until after I seen the movie Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Then did I realize after I spent 3 months writing this book as to what this book was about. It was prevention is better than cure. But I want to say this, and I want you to listen carefully. How many times I heard people, okay, why are you talking about Hitler again? Why are you talking about Germany in the 30s again? Because the Lord is a backwatcher. People don't realize that that gift of prophecy, a seer, you need to understand that that gifting is there to warn us of what is coming. It's a turn or else, like a message that Jonah was to give. Repent or else, like that of John the Baptist, like that of Jesus Christ himself, like that of Paul in Acts 20, verse 21. It's interesting that Jesse would say, if you want to know history and understand what's going on here in America, you need to see what's going on as to what took place back in the 30s in Germany. Why would he say that? Because simultaneously, friends, let's just say we can put it together that way, the past and the present, making that message merge, it's exactly what's going on. Why are they finding SS on these ICE agents' shirts? Why are they finding the IDF, which, by the way, Zionism's behind all of it? They love to give a confusing message, friends. Why is he talking about why is he saying study the German history now? See, because folks, this is what I'm talking about, the power of perseverance, a continuance in a state of grace until preceded by a state of glory. That's why we stay with our hand to the plow. And that is exactly why Jesus said, to he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. You don't just change topics on radio or television because you want to entertain the people. No, the Lord has us on something and we better pay attention to it because if we don't, it's going to happen again. Now we have Ventura talking about the fact that we need to go ahead and listen to. Well, Bradley, is he all in all? No, but it's pretty interesting how the Lord's using him now to give that message. And how many times I was criticized for staying the course. Now we're here. Now we're here. How many times I've tried to tell people what I knew was right in my heart. By the Spirit of God, I believe I have the Holy Spirit, where I would tell them something, they thought you were way out there. And all of a sudden, before you know it, a year, 2 years, 3 years, 7 years, 10 years, all of a sudden we're dealing with that issue. The Lord's still speaking to his people. We just got to listen. Let's listen to the rest of this.
In comes the military. That's what's happening here. And people better wake up to it. You want to read something? Then read your history of Germany. And start comparing the tactics of what happened in 1930s Germany to what's happening here.
He's exactly right.
Read history. You learn from history.
Yeah, how many times have we shared that on the show? I'm elated that he's actually saying what he's saying. It needs to be said. I want to give you one more, and I'll take these phone calls right after I show this video. If you want to call in, now's the time. I love hearing from you, pro or con, I really do. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Remember how the daycare in Minnesota, just one of them, you know, the Luring Center? You remember when that all came out? And they didn't find anybody inside of the building. They found no children. And then all of a sudden, when it was exposed, and good job, investigative reporters. Some of you guys are doing a fantastic job, and I high-five you. Fantastic work. Well, guess what? They're realizing that this is happening in our own country, and they're responding, rightfully so. And I praise God for it. But again, I want you to remember when they first came out, remember there was no kids, nobody inside of the buildings? And then all of a sudden they came out, the Somalians did, and then they were found on, listen to me, they were found on Craigslist trying to recruit young people. Did you hear what I said? They were found on Craigslist trying to recruit young people to come to the center so they could do a political or a photo op. Well, then all of a sudden they came out, they played the victims like they always do while they attack. And then we were crazy. And then all of a sudden they did their little photo op. And then the very next day it was all closed down again. Do you know now, or should I say, do you now understand why they're the most ignorant, stupefied people on the planet? But again, you have to ask the question, why are they tolerated here, and why are you allowing the politicians to protect them? And I'm talking about those that are guilty of the crime. Let's go back to that report really quick and listen to this. I got to pause that. Sorry, I had to turn the volume up. Listen to this. This is that same report a couple days later.
I'm investigative reporter Eric Rasmussen with 5 Eyewitness News. Remember the Quality Learning Daycare Center? It was the center of social media attention and swirling allegations of fraud. Well, it was closed, and then we documented a stream of parents and children and even family of the owners saying it was in fact open. Well, guess what? Now it's closed again. Of course, that's raising a lot of questions about what we saw before when the owners told us they were open for business. We've told you about violations here in the past, but a lot of those were related to the operation of the daycare and safety and things like that. Now there are all new questions for the state and the owners. So,
okay, so they're right back at it again, friends. They're not repentant. They're not sorry for what they've done. They mean to perpetuate, to push forward more of their fraud and their schemings and their cunnings, their insidious behaviors. Folks, that's who these people are. Again, I played a little video, so hopefully you'll understand that's who they are, because they told you that's who they are. They told you why they're here. We got Monk calling in from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
How you doing, Bradley?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
I just want to talk to you about the Patriot Act that no one read, but everybody signed. The Patriot Act is being acted out now.
Yep.
I don't know what people think that a Patriot Act was about, but it wasn't about favored citizen status. Islam has that. I mean, people don't have to read English to be elected. How are they going to read our founding documents or what our founding documents are based on?
Yeah.
That's what I hit on about Acts 5, 1 through 11.
Okay.
They have to put their hand in the Bible. They have to go to jail for what they're doing.
Yep.
if not carried out feet first.
Yep. No, you're exactly right, Monk. As a matter of fact, I did a piece on September 11th, and I don't know if people know this or not, but right after September 11th happened, the Patriot Act was already up on the shelf waiting to be enacted, but they needed the right crisis to happen. At 3:30 in the morning, not one person, listen to me, Americans, not one said representative had the time to read the Patriot Act. That's what they called it. It should be called the Act of Tyranny because it undermines the Constitution. But not one said representative read the Patriot Act before they signed on to it. I don't think
that's
people understand. Yep, right. I agree. Yep.
That's my fourth bullet I had down here about the false flags. They've been with us since Pearl Harbor, actually.
Yeah, that's
if
right.
If you want to go back to... If you want to go back to Lawrence of Arabia, E.T. Lawrence, a 5'7" guy, not 6 foot actor, but
yeah, there's a lot of coverage on December 7th, 1941 as well. Matter of fact, I was there at the USS Arizona, Monk. This is probably about 12 years ago. And they used to play a film before you'd go out. You'd take a boat to go out to the USS Arizona, one of the ships that was sunk there. And the video basically exposed the United States government for what took place on December 7th, 1941. And a lot of people have taken the time to show the similarities between December 7th, 1941 and September 11th, 2001. And the similarities are there. And it's interesting to see how the problem solvers use those crises in such a similar fashion because their resolve was very similar. It gave government more control. And we have to pay attention as to who's responsible for these false flag operations because once we understand, we're not going to be going to war with other countries. We're going to be dealing with corrupt politicians and the military-industrial complex and others that are a part of making profit from these wars that they create.
J6 is much a false flag, but
absolutely
planted in the crowd.
Absolutely.
Just like the bombing in the Marine barracks in Beirut.
Yep, that's right. And if I can, because I'm glad you're bringing this up, even January 6th, I mean, look at this. You know, they were allured, the people were lured, then they were led, and then they were entrapped, and then they were accused of the crimes of the D.C. cops and the feds that were sent in. There was over 237 federal agents sent in there, which were, at length, paid provocateurs to create exactly the outcome that they got. The problem that we're having, Monk, is we had 345 million people allow 1,100 Americans that were there exercising their First Amendment right to be arrested and incarcerated and thrown into prison for over 2 years. There's the problem I'm having is the people were okay with it happening. And then everybody was elated concerning Donald Trump's little political move and, you know, to get accolade from the American people by releasing them. Yet he was the one that led up the whole coup, said the mainstream media. And no one's paying attention to that because that's their favorite politician. And you know what? They see no evil. They hear no evil. So I, again, totally appreciate your insight. That's fantastic stuff. Bob, Texas, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Oh, Bradley, let's see. I wish I would have had your ammunition about Mondavi and who he's appointing and what Jesse Ventura said about the troops in third world countries. I spoke with one of two guys that will be our U.S. senator last night in front of a whole bunch of candidates, one of the biggest Republican things in my neck of the woods, and the guy that's going to be the attorney general. And I'm making this argument on Article 4, Section 4, an invasion of our rights, and Mondavi shows that explicitly.
Blatantly.
On this whole Muslim thing.
Yep. Yep.
And I need some help. I called Liberty Fund, try to find some expert there, because they're publishing all the best books that I can find information on Article 4 about. But anyway, I saw it, this Wesley Hunt, he's a representative now, but he's going to run for Senate, and very good guy. I got him to sign up with, for the Blackstone Book Club, and I just wish we could educate some people. I mean, I really let them have it, and they didn't really know what I was talking about.
Yeah, well, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do.
You know, last night I was more lucid than I am with you on the phone. Somehow the Lord just gets to me, calms me down, and has me just state the facts. And but I know that this Article 4, an invasion of our rights and our property for plunder, is exactly why our founders made Article 4 the only guarantee in the Constitution, because they were worried about times just like this.
Yeah. Well, thank God for the Second Amendment. Yeah. I mean, that's the problem they're having right now is the Second Amendment. But rest assured, old Pam Bondi, that little scoundrel, she's doing her best to undermine the American people and the Second Amendment rights. I mean, this is the second tenure of Donald Trump. The first tenure, I mean, again, I've said this a million times on the show, but for those that haven't heard it, Donald Trump in his first 500 days of his first criminal tenure was doing his best, as he sold himself before he became the said corporate president of America. It was interesting that he was talking about how he is the, you know, most pro Second Amendment president in American history. Of course, nobody does it better than old Donald, right? But within the first 500 days, him and 25 governors sold you as the good guys, Republicans, created 55 unconstitutional policies in hopes of undermining the Second Amendment. So he's just doing his best to seal the deal during the second one. And he's also the guy that said, hey, listen, just take the guns first, due process second. Does that sound like a guy that knows what the Constitution says, that, you know, he will fall in line with what it says? No, absolutely not. Just the opposite. Bob, I'm going to give you the last word.
All these Second Amendment efforts are null and void when you just look at the first law of nature. Our founders wrote the laws to protect that. And, you know, we have the first law of nature, the right to defend ourselves with whatever we have. And that's why even the, you know, violating the Second Amendment, even if they do that, we still have, we can stand on our laws of nature, nature's God, creation in the Bible, and everything that contradicts those is null and void. And that's where we're going. This is the good and evil battle, and we need some people to stand up for the good.
Yep, got it. Totally appreciate you, Bob.
And yeah, I love you.
Yeah, thank you, guy. Totally appreciate you. By the way, I wanted to let you know, we got some stuff coming up in February. It looks like we're going to be in the Midwest. We got some dates there. And then also looking to Florida. We'll see what happens there as well. But now is the time to book us. We usually do a 3-month window because every month we are somewhere different, being a part of The Answer. That's payday for Bradley, not hiding behind the microphone or doing an article. No, payday for me is being out there with you. If you'd like to book us, now is the time to do that. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to give you one more heads up on this, folks. Face Off is available now. Just got them. They're brand new, ready to go out the door. They'll go out first thing in the morning. And again, it's called Face Off. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and also consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. As you can hear, friends, we have no sponsors whatsoever. You keep us out there. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. See you.